In this bulletin, an oil depot in Russia continues to burn after an alleged attack by Ukrainian helicopters. Australia to sign an historic free trade deal with India after years of negotiations. And in sport, the Cronulla Sharks annihilate the Newcastle Knights. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. A fuel depot in Russia continues to burn after what Moscow says was a cross-border air raid by Ukrainian helicopters. The governor of the Russian city of Belgorod says two Ukrainian helicopter gunships attacked the depot, which was being used as a logistics hub for Russian troops fighting in nearby eastern Ukraine. Security camera footage shows a flash of light from what appears to be a missile fired from low altitude in the sky, followed by an explosion on the ground. A spokesman for Ukrainian Defense Ministry, Alexander Matuzianyk, would neither confirm nor deny the attack.
Ukraine is carrying out a defensive operation countering Russian armed aggression in the Ukrainian territory. It doesn't mean that Ukraine should bear responsibility for every blunder and for every disaster and every event that happens on Russia's territory. It's not the first time we see these statements. I will not confirm nor deny this information.
The Ukrainian attack on Russian soil would be the first of its kind since the start of the war in late February. Speaking to reporters at the United Nations, Deputy Russian Ambassador to the UN, Dmitry Polyansky, responded to the attack.
The attacks on the Russian territory, they just reflect the real intention of the Ukrainian side and the real intention for any peace talks and gestures that could lead to certain openings.
Australia will sign an historic trade deal with India today after more than a decade of negotiations. Under the deal, tariffs will be eliminated on more than 85% of Australian goods exported to India, worth more than $12 billion a year. Tariffs on sheep meat and wool will be immediately removed, while tariffs on avocados, onions, nuts, and fruits will be phased out over 7 years. Tariffs on wine will also be reduced, while the resource sector will see tariffs on products like coal and metallic ores eliminated on entry. Meanwhile, 96% of Indian goods entering Australia will be duty-free. The trade deal is also said to benefit the education and tourism sectors, with both countries recognizing professional qualifications, licensing, and registration procedures. Indian residents will also have new access to working holidays in Australia, with 1,000 places set aside. The deal will be signed by Trade Minister Dan Tehan and his Indian counterpart Piyush Goyal in a virtual ceremony. Two-way trade between Australia and India is currently valued at more than $24 billion. The New South Wales government has passed a bill that could see protesters in the state face $22,000 fines or up to 2 years in jail for blocking roads and traffic. It comes as concerns have been raised about climate change activists blocking access to Sydney's Port Botany and disrupting traffic in recent weeks. Critics of the bill, passed with the support of Labour, are condemning its potential impact on freedom of speech and its fast release passed in under 48 hours. Greens MP Abigail Boyd has told SBS News the bill is reflective of a government that does not want to hear people's views.
This is a government that is scared. Just before the federal election, only a year out from the state election, it is absolutely scared that the voices of everyday people on the street will be heard and will be listened to and they'll be voted out. And this is what this is about. This is about quelling these dissenting voices ahead of an election.
Attorney General of New South Wales, Mark Speakman, has hit back at the Greens' condemnation of the bill. He says Labour and the Greens have shown their true colours, labelling Labour yellow and the Greens as black.
The true colour of the Greens, the Green Party, is black, and the true colour of Labour is yellow. Why the Greens black? Because they have basically endorsed the anarchist approach of protesters who want to shut down Port Botany, want to shut down the Princess Highway, want to shut down the Spit Bridge. They have said that people who shut down major economic activity in this city should go unpunished. So let there be no mistake. If you want real action on climate change, you support a government that is doing that with an ambitious renewable energy program. If you want anarchy and economic chaos, you support the Greens.
Today marks the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Observation of the month-long festival and its conclusion, the three-day celebration of Eid al-Fitr, has been somewhat compromised over the past 2 years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. There are about 600,000 followers of Islam in Australia, including Palestinian migrant Amir Al-Aissa, who runs the Kanafe food truck, which is part of a month of festivities planned in Sydney's Liverpool. He's an Orthodox Christian, and his cooks, known as the Bearded Bakers, are preparing for an inclusive celebration.
Our team is made up of Muslims and Christians and from all different backgrounds. It's about all these different cultures and nationalities and religions coming together to celebrate life. We're going to be baking and shaking Friday, Saturday and Sunday for the month of April. And so, we're looking forward to bringing some joy to people. And the consumer confidence is out there. People want to get out and about and be with family and friends. And so we want to celebrate that.
In NRL, the Cronulla Sharks have defeated the Newcastle Knights in an 18-0 win. It was a double victory for Aidan Tolman, who played out his 300th NRL game. The clash also marked teammate Tyson Frizzell's 200th NRL match with the club, but he suffered a hamstring injury in the 54th minute. It's the team's third win in a row. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, possible shower, 29 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, a shower or two, 19. Hobart, a light shower or two, 17 degrees. Canberra, showers developing, also 17. Wollongong, showers, wind easing, 19. Sydney, showers clearing, 22 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two clearing, 22 as well. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, similar conditions, 31 degrees. And Darwin, partly cloudy as well, 34 degrees.